What's happening, Pansy Nation? Peter Von Panda here. I saw the Detroit Lions 49ers game. So bad. So terrible. So heartbreaking. We owned that game. The Lions earned a win. I mean, they had some mistakes, but I don't even want to get into it. I was so heartbroken. I couldn't watch post-game stuff. I couldn't watch talking heads talk about it. I didn't want to listen to the podcast breaking it down. I didn't want to hear people saying it was a good season. I didn't want people joining me in my laments about the game itself. I just kind of wanted to close my eyes and disappear for a while. And so that's what I did. And I've been pretty checked out of it. You know, the season's over. It doesn't matter. It's just frustrating because I think Kansas City is easier than the Niners. So if we could have gotten by them, holy smokes, dude. Lions could have legitimately had a Super Bowl win this year. What a story that would have been. So that's why it's just heartbreaking. I mean, and for all those guys, and I know, you know, Campbell said they may never have another shot at the Super Bowl again. Totally. It's totally true. It doesn't matter how good you are. That's what I always find funny is that people always talk about, well, it's a young team. It's a good team. You know, they'll be good for a while. Well, being good for a while doesn't necessarily mean you ever reach the pinnacle. People said that about the Cubs, too. The Cubs went, what was that, 2016? Maybe 2016? The Cubs went to the World Series, won the World Series by the skin of their teeth in Game 7, and everyone was talking about, oh, it doesn't matter, they're a young team, they're going to be back. You know, didn't go back again. Didn't win again. You know, I guess made postseason action, but, you know, it doesn't matter. It's like, in any one year, you want to be the Corvette racing against the Camrys, right? And just because one of those years, you know, you're NASCAR, all the cars are the same. Let me think about this. Like, it's F1, and it's, you're driving the Ferrari, everyone else is driving, you know, the McLarens or any of the other cars, and you've got a car that kind of splits the difference. You're better than 80% of the field. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. What good is coming in fourth place or third place for 6 or 7 years, right? The whole thing, and I think the Rams did it right, and kudos to them for actually still being in the action, even after they traded away everything, gave away the farm for Matt Stafford. They went to the Super Bowl. That's actually all I care about. That's why I was so mad at Brian Holmes for not getting another edge rusher by the trade deadline. And look at this. Look at this. You know, 49ers got Chase Young. We didn't. We could have rented him for the rest of the season. You could call that the difference maker. So I have been seeing some stuff, and I see people, oh, it's Dan Campbell's fault. You know, if you hadn't been so much Dan Gamble, we would have won. Well, listen, there were about 20 individual things I saw in that game that if any one of those things had happened or didn't happen, kind of like the face mask, you know, first down, but if any one of those things happened or didn't happen, it's also possible we would have won the game. It's possible, but you never know. Chaos theory. One thing happens, that means the next things don't happen the same way. Anyway, but it's not just the one thing. Here's the point I want to make, because I want to weigh in on this, because everyone's talking about him not going for the field goals, okay? If he went for the field goals, it's possible that he would have won. But let me tell you why. If you want to blame Dan Campbell for losing that game, here's the only thing that you should actually blame him for, and that is for not being Dan Campbell in the one moment when he should have been Dan Campbell, and all of us loved it. It was at the end of the second quarter, going into the half, 7 seconds left on the clock, and we have fourth and goal. And now you'd say, hey, we're up 21, you know, 7 at this point. Let's take those points. You know what? He brought out the field goal unit, and I remember I'm sitting in a room with probably 8 or 9 other people, and they're like, this is the smart play. And I don't know if we all really believe that. I didn't say that because I didn't actually think so. I thought, you know, oh, maybe we're going for a fake field goal here because Dan Campbell goes for it on fourth downs. And we don't leave a lot of stuff to the hopes and dreams of a Mike Badgley field goal. Now, I get it was a cheap or a short field goal. I get that. So I'm not disputing that. And that I had no doubts he was going to make that. 48-yarder, leader, what everyone's saying, oh, we should have taken that. Well, it's outdoors. He hasn't been super reliable even indoors, right? But we kick that field goal. To me, that's the one that you should be mad at. And not overly mad. I'm just saying, stop saying, like, Dan Campbell needs to chill out. Because how many times do we go for it in fourth down and ice a game? Actually win the games because of those fourth downs. He is converting on 75% of those fourth downs. How many fourth down attempts did we have in that game? At least 3, including that one. Maybe 4. I don't remember how many. But if we're converting 75% of them, then we could have gotten three of them. And in fact, I think we kind of went 0-for-4, you know, like I don't know if we got 1 out of 4 or something like that, but we were much below the average on that. But if you had added that one in and you gave us those percentages, we would have gone up, instead of going up to 24, we would have gone up to 28. No, we would have, yeah, we would have gone from 21, touchdown, field goal, or PAT, and we would have been up by 4 more points. Guess what we lost by? 3 points. So if you want to complain about Dan Campbell, I think Dan Campbell got in the, well, this is our game to lose moment. Instead of being the aggressive, you know, we're the underdogs no matter what, we go for it, we try to ice this game. And had he gone up to 28 points at that moment, we could have played the second half exactly the same way, and we would have won. We would have won. So ironically to me, it's not going for the fourth downs on third quarter, fourth quarter tries. It is the not going for the fourth down on the very makeable end of regulation in the second quarter try. That's it. That's my rant for today. Peter Von Panda, out.